Well, dang, welcome back to the Stupid Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Zare. Got two headlines today. One from yesterday. Biden, why would I take a test, a cognitive test? I don't know. You guys know what Joe Biden would? I wouldn't know. I mean, personally, I think he's in perfect health. I mean, dang, why would anybody talk about that? I mean, dang, don't you guys know he is perfectly fit for president? let me get in this article. It says Washington former Vice President Joe Biden. I got a new nickname for him, by the way, guys. It's Pedo Biden. No, Pedo Joe, my bad. Pedo Joe, because I feel like he is a pedophile, and I feel like his name should come out of Epstein trials yet. Maybe not, I don't know, but I'm calling him Pedo Joe from now on. But okay, it says former Vice President Pedo Joe said he has not taken a test to measure his cognitive ability, shrugging off the suggestion as President Trump and his campaign continue to question his mental fitness for office, which, I mean, golly, anybody with common sense would check that guy for problems here. Honestly, the dude is worse than Hillary was. You know, those couple times, those clips that we've seen Hillary falling and kind of struggling to walk and stuff. I don't know. He don't know where he is anytime. And when he acts like he don't, then he'll just act like it was a joke. You can't say the same joke every time, dude. I understand maybe the first time, but really it's offensive to the other people too. Like if Trump would come to Indiana and say this is like Ohio or something, I'd be like, what the heck? This ain't Ohio, this is Indiana, dang it. I don't know why it was, but you guys know, if you got common sense, you know Pedo Joe ain't, his brain ain't there. He's a few fries short of a Happy Meal. But says, no, I haven't taken a test. Why the heck would I take a test? Come on, man. His campaign slogan should be, I don't know what his campaign slogan is now. I think it's Better Together or something. But it should be, come on, man. He uses that every time. I started using it too, though, but it's just to mock him. But dude, come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Why you gotta use that? Come on, man. Come on, man. I'm getting off track. Okay. Biden told CBS News correspondent Errol Barnett in an interview airing in full on Thursday at the convention of the National Association of Black Journalists and National Association of Hispanic Journalists. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, you're taking a test whether you're taking cocaine or not. What do you think, huh? Are you a junkie? What did that have to do with anything? What did that have to do with anything? It literally says, that's like saying you, before you got in this program, you're taking a test whether you're taking cocaine or not. Yeah, that should be standard. Jeez. I mean, that's common sense. The employer I had before, he would make everybody do random drug tests just because you don't know. Just because I've never done drugs, never will. But if you're a place, a business, you want to make sure you ain't got some crackhead off the street that you hired and is on drugs and is in unreliable. No, you go drug test them. I mean, duh. So, yeah, I mean, I think he does need to take the cognitive test. I mean, anybody with common sense would know that. But Biden's campaign did not respond to requests for further clarification from CBS. And it isn't clear which cognitive test Mr. Trump took, although he claimed in an interview in July that he aced it. In January 2018, the president took a test called the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, which is not an IQ test, but is used to detect signs of dementia, or other cognitive issues. If he can't figure out the difference between the elephant and the lion, I don't know what the heck he's talking about, Biden said in the interview with Barnett. I'm surprised. Actually, it's the other way around, Joe. In case you didn't know, he would say, if he'd say that, he'd just say it's a joke. Like, what? And show him a picture of a elephant. That's a lion. I'm just teasing. That was just a joke. I mean, that's him for you. Goes, in apparent reference to the portion of the test where the subject is asked to identify animals, Biden also said he was eager to prove his mental acuity when debating Mr. Trump. I cannot wait. I'm telling you guys. I know I said it before. I cannot wait. When that old cooter there goes against Trump, Hillary didn't even win against him. I would think Hillary had a better chance of winning than Biden does. I mean, just wait for those debates. I mean, Trump is just going to straight demolish this guy. I'm telling you. Well, look at the debates. Look at the debates in the primaries. One of Joe Biden's biggest guests was, I don't know who the correspondent was, but he said, if you was elected, you'd be the oldest president after your first term. He goes, he shouts out, Winston Churchill. And then the guy goes, I said, U.S. president. He goes, I'm just kidding. That was a joke. Jeez, man. I mean, come on. I'm telling you, this guy is going to get demolished. And Trump is not as easy as those other Democrats was for him. He's going to be, you guys will see it. Continue to say, I am so forward looking to have an opportunity to sit with the president or stand with the president in the debates, he said. I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical as well as my mental fitness and to, you know, to make a judgment about who I am. In another interview with Fox News later in July, Mr. Trump described the memory portion of the exam, saying he had to repeat a series of words multiple times, offering as an example, person, woman, man, camera, TV. Mr. Trump said he had to call the phrase again later during the test and was given extra points because he repeated the orders in order. They said, that's amazing, he said, referring to the doctors. That's Trump, you got to realize. I'm not trying to make excuses for the guy. But that's Trump for you. He likes to brag himself up, which, I mean, with all the news media and stuff, I'd probably be trying to bang myself up, too. It says, how do you do that? I do it because I have, like, a good memory. And I do it because I have, like, a good memory. Because I'm cognitive there. Mr. Trump also challenged Biden. Sorry, that was a bad Trump impression. Mr. Trump also challenged Biden to take the test. Honestly, he should take the test, the president said. In a way, he has an obligation to because you have to be able to show this country that the person that we're picking as leader is sharp. Exactly. Because we're dealing with people that want to do very bad things to us. That is exactly right. And that goes to my reference. I just don't see how Biden can win unless they just rig it, which I feel like they did rig it somewhat to an extent in 2016. That's why they couldn't handle it if they lost, because they thought they rigged it good enough. I feel like the popular vote should have went to Trump too, in my opinion. I just feel like they rigged it too much, and that's why he didn't win the popular vote. On to the next article. This one kind of bothers me. I'll just kind of get into this article, I guess. Let me read the headline once. This is New York Attorney General Lieta James filed a lawsuit to dissolve NRA for fraud and abuse. Now, let me get in this article here. I'll just read this article now and give you my opinion. It says New York Attorney General Lieta James filed a lawsuit Thursday against the National Rifle Association and four individuals, including powerful leader Wayne LaPierre, seeking to dissolve the gun rights advocacy group and accusing top executives of years of illegal self-dealings that funded a lavish lifestyle. James said the not-for-profit organization undercut its charitable mission by engaging in illegal financial conduct, including diverting millions of dollars for personal use by senior leadership, awarding contracts to the financial gain of close associates and family, appearing to dole out lucrative no-show contracts to former employees in order to buy their silence and continued loyalty. The NRA is fraught in fraud and abuse, which is why today we seek to dissolve the NRA, because no organization is above the law, she said. Yeah, you need to tell that to Obama and his goons for abusing their power. Let's keep going. Also named in the complaint are Wilson Woody Phillips, a former treasurer and chief financial officer, Joshua Powell, a former chief of staff and executive director of general operations, and John Fraser, the corporate secretary and general counsel. They're accused in the suit of failing to manage the NRA's funds and abide by state and federal laws, contributing to the loss of more than $64 million in 3 years. That's a whole lot of money. She added that the high-ranking executives had used the corporation as a personal piggy bank, and that millions of dollars from NRA reserves were used on trips for them and their families to pay for private jets and expensive meals. LaPeer is also accused of spending more than $500,000 on 8 trips to the Bahamas over 3 years. Dang, I don't even know. How can you spend that much? Jeez. Securing luxury black car services, paying for hair and makeup for his wife, and obtaining a post-employment contract valued at $17 million. Given the breadth and depth of the corruption, the legality, and the brazen attempts to evade the law, she said, it is necessary for the NRA to shut its doors for good to protect members and donors. LaPeer, Phillips, Powell, and Fraser did not immediately respond to the lawsuit, which was filed in state court in Manhattan following an 18-month investigation and seeks fines and remunerations. None of the men have been charged with a crime, although James said that the suit would be forwarded to the IRS for potential violations of tax law. Also on Thursday, District of Columbia Attorney General Carl Racine filed a lawsuit against the NRA and the NRA Foundation, which is incorporated in D.C., for misusing charitable funds to support wasteful spending by the NRA and its executives. The suit seeks the return of the money used by the NRA to the NRA Foundation and to ensure the foundation is operated independently and fulfills its charitable purposes. Responding to the allegations Thursday, NRA President Carolyn Meadows called James' complaint a baseless, premeditated attack on our organization and the Second Amendment freedoms it fights to defend, which I kind of agree there. It is a little bit of that, yeah. And that the organization would confront it and prevail. It's a transparent attempt to score political points and attack the leading voice in opposition to leftist agenda. Meadow said in a statement, this has been a power grab by the political opportunists. Exactly right. A desperate move that is part of a rank political vendetta. Our members won't be intimidated or bullied in their defense of political and constitutional freedom. President Donald Trump, who the NRA endorsed in July for a second term, told reporters outside the White House that James' suit was a very terrible thing that just happened. I think the NRA should move to Texas and lead a very good and beautiful life, he added. James confronted in April 2019 that an investigation of the NRA was underway, part of the campaign promise to dig into the group's not-for-profit status. As elected, James had issued subpoenas as part of the investigation, reportedly looking into his campaign finances, payments made to board members, and tax compliance. That same month, Oliver North, the retired U.S. Marine Lieutenant Colonel, got like a serious dry mouth there, who became NRA president in 2018, stepped down from the role after alleging leadership had engaged in financial improprieties. His departure revealed a fractured organization and internal power struggle in which North and his supporters had reportedly tried to oust LaPierre, the NRA CEO and executive vice president, who has led the organization of more than 5 million members since 1991. LaPierre later accused North of trying to extort him, but the longtime public face of the NRA has also become under scrutiny from major donors worried about the group's revenue and mounting legal troubles. After learning of James' probe last year, Trump defended the NRA, tweeting that the group was under siege by her and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, both Democrats who are illegally using the state's legal apparatus to take down and destroy this very important organization and others. William A. Brewer III, an attorney representing the NRA, said in a statement in December that the financial records of the NRA and affiliates were audited and reported in tax filings in accordance with state and federal regulations, a fact that underscores the association's commitment to good governance. He added that James' investigation had a partisan purpose, not an actual concern that the NRA is not effectively using its assets to pursue its members' interests. While the NRA is headquartered in Fairfax County, Virginia, the New York Attorney General has investigatory authority over its status as a not-for-profit organization, as it is chartered in New York. I don't know why I said characterized. The group remains the most powerful gun lobby in the United States, though amid the coronavirus pandemic, it has laid off or furloughed dozens of employees and cut salaries. So, in my opinion, what I take from this article is that it probably does need to be investigated. Maybe not by Democrats, like a non-bipartisan investigation. I do, on one hand, feel like there was some corruptness maybe there. That does not give a reason for... Now, listen to me. That does not give them a reason to shut down the whole NRA. There's just some crooked people, just like in politics. There's a lot more crooked people in politics than there is in the NRA. And we don't sit there and go, oh, well, there's too much corruptness. Let's just dissolve the whole government. No, we ain't doing that. Same thing with the NRA. There's no need for it to dissolve. Maybe need to fire some top people, fill in with some new ones, and start over like that. But no, they're strictly doing that. They're wanting to dissolve it because, well, you know, the Democrats are gun grabbers. They're wanting to grab our guns. They're wanting to take them. So we have nothing to defend ourselves when they come for our Constitution. I feel like the First and Second Amendment are the only things keeping us from them grabbing our Constitution, ripping it up, and becoming a communist country, which is their whole goal. This is their end goal. And like I said, it's not just Democrats, it's Republicans too. And in my opinion, McConnell, he needed to go. I didn't like him. He was a rhino. By the time he lost in primaries, if you guys didn't know. By time. Let's just hope the... crap. Let me look up who beat him. Because we need... whoever lives in Kentucky needs to... Okay, well, I ain't looking this up because it's taking too much time. Whoever lives in Kentucky definitely needs to vote for the Republican that beat McConnell there in the primaries. But he was definitely, he just like Paul Ryan. Rhinos, and that's it. That's all they are, rhinos. Traitors, just like the Democrats. Like AOC and all them. By the way, do you guys know that What's the one with the crap? What is that one? What is that one? Omar. I don't know her first name or whatever. I'm just going to say Omar. The person running against her, Twitter banned their account. You believe that? Messed up. I mean, come on. How political are you? They're becoming so political. I see you have to scroll through Facebook all the time. With a Trump ad, there's always a fact check, and they never really, isn't really, here's what's funny. These fact checks are supposed to prove them wrong, but they never prove them wrong. They just kind of go the opposite way. They never really say if it's true or not. They're just trying to discredit stuff that's true. And bottom line is that they want to take our Constitution, our freedom. I mean, they probably eventually will. I hate to say that, but they probably will one day. When they do, it's all over. We will have no more freedom. We'll become a communist country that won't stand long, because communism doesn't work, never has, never will. I just hope that we can fend them off for as long as we can, I guess. The reason I was kind of distracted there, I forgot to say, there's one more thing I'd like to say, on this whole race war too, apparently. I don't listen to rap, but there's this rapper I seen, his name's Knocka, K-N-O-C-K-A. Just wanted to let you guys know that there is some good people yet. He's African American, by the way. That understand it's not the white man's fault, because Democrats are using that. What's funny is these Democrats that are all old and white, men and females, mostly men, that are saying it's the old white man's fault for destroying the country and hurting them, and most of them believe it. Sad enough, because they don't do digging for themselves. But I just wanna read some lyrics to this song. Name's "Stop Blaming the White Man." Shot 3 weeks ago, apparently. I mean, it's awesome. He only got 8,000 subscribers, so if anything, just, and only 6,000 likes. So I mean, if anything, just like that video. If the lyrics go, "I'm not blaming the white man. I'm not blaming the white man. No, 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 no. You hate white people, but you work for a white man. Get yourself a check, then go spend it for on white brands. The truth already bent on we banning it ourselves. White people held us back. Now we by hindering ourselves. Worried about whose clothes better. We ignorant ourselves. Can't keep blaming white people. We do it ourselves. Complaining about our problems, we can fix it. That sheet ourselves. 40 acres and mule, we can get that sheet ourselves. White people ain't the enemy. Let's take accountability. Shot the same OPP 3 times. Call it a trilogy. N-word out there beefing with N-words they went to school with. Hey, exchange bullets with people you was cool with. OPPS shoot a black man. We're running through his project. Sorry, this is kind of confusing. Cops shoot a black man. All we do is protest. You keep up in every club spending money, balling. I'll be on my couch reading James Baldwin. Truth is, N-word's too lazy to go and do sheet. Landlord looking for money, not your excuses. Couple black people that I F with from a distance. We hate the government, but get government assistance. You ain't doing what you did in the past, then why tell us? I ain't blaming no white man for my failures. And I don't blame the judge for the time I did. To be honest, I should have never did the crime I did. Chorus. I should never did the crimes that I did running through these streets. I had to get this money for the babies to feed. So don't judge me. I know I made mistakes in the past, but today I'm on my best behavior. I make my own decisions. I'm not blaming the white man. No. Verse 2, Naka ain't stupid. He aware of the scrutiny. Jews is minorities, but they got unity. I won't say the Holocaust equivalent to slavery, but how they bounce back as a culture, that shit amazes me. Which, I believe the Holocaust was actually worse than slavery, but this is my opinion. Every other race, they took at us like we foolish. Black people are in debt, yet we are the biggest consumers. OJ said he ain't black. That shit was commercial. Tell the police treat us is diabolical. We still the underdogs. She isn't fair. When something don't sit well with you, switch up chair. I'm in love with every race. I'm just giving you factors. Yes, I mean, yeah, that's true right there. We hate when they call us N-words, but we call them crackers. Got the heart of a black man, mind of an Asian. Take excuses from a person, they're going to rise the occasion. You ain't educated, keep your mouth closed. N-word. Exa. I'm going to say Exa. And don't blame the white man. Blame your household, Exa. We still live in the projects and paying for rent for apartments. Own nothing but a Rolly, yet we feel accomplished. We get a couple dollars and we think that we did it. Our priorities compromised. And we hate to admit it. Mentality of a slave, then you're right where you started. We started. Keep an exercise, they'll kill you for jogging. They told me, self-educate, what the F was I to do? Our parents ain't no better. What the F is our excuse? Another man chose your fate, that's what you're telling me now. I know it's hard, but you can get a job with felonies now. The world will never hold hands. It was meant to be evil. We yearn for equal rights, but it will never be equal. Someone got to pray for us. We getting shot like it's legal. The human race is the only race. Let's do it. Let's do right by our people. I'm not going to go no more because there's a whole lot more. But basically, he is talking the truth. I mean, I'm glad he said it. You know, it's almost like I'm not being racist here, but it's almost like the black man got more of a voice now than the white man. If you're a straight white male, I don't know why, but man, they just love to attack the straight white male. Oh, they love to attack it. It's like we don't have a voice anymore, but oh well. We'll keep fighting a good fight. That'll do it for today's episode. Before I go, just a reminder that we have a Facebook page called Stew Politics Podcast. Go like, subscribe, like, follow us there for memes, news articles, and every time we upload a episode, we put it on there. So, thank you guys. Be free, be bold, be strong, and let your voices be heard.